You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hi, this is Donalyn Curry, inviting you to tune into WCNO, Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. for Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church. Join Pastor Jerry for a service Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at ChristFamilyChurch.net. And remember, keep the faith.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete woodwork, home improvement, and repair service. Specializing in custom kitchen and bathroom remodeling, crown molding, custom built-in cabinets, closets, doors, furniture, and offices. GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, where craftsmanship and customer service come together, is available at ghscww.com or at 772-260-8670.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in today. Another Saturday morning, beautiful morning. And we thank you. It's beautiful because, first of all, we're alive.
Amen.
I just want to acknowledge that. You know, we are in our right minds. We might not have everything that we want right now, but actually we do have everything that we need.
Yes.
We have Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's everything. I don't care how you're feeling today. You know, if you're tuning into this radio program this morning, it's for a reason. And the reason is to be reminded that God is for you. God is not against you. God loves you. God wants you to prosper. God wants you to have peace. He wants you to have success. He wants you to have a forgiving heart.
Yes.
So we want to continue on that subject today. Forgiveness. We spoke about it briefly. Well, for the whole program, as a matter of fact, last week. And we're going to continue on with the same subject, talking about forgiveness today.
Amen.
But before we go on, I want to ask my wife to pray. Because the Bible says, again, I'm going to state every program until this sinks in our heads and into our hearts. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Remember that. The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power. So, as we know, we are righteous because of Christ, His righteousness. Righteousness is a gift. The Bible says we have the gift of righteousness. So she's going to pray right now. And as she prays, I want you to bow your heads and bow your hearts as we send up our requests to God. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for being able to come in your presence one more time to call on your name, Lord God, because we know that there's no other name under heaven wherewith men shall be saved, Lord God.
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord God, for permeating these airways right now, Lord God, and going exactly where this word needs to go,
Jesus.
Lord God, to bring healing, Lord Jesus. Lord God, there are people that's hurting, Lord, and wounded, Lord Jesus. And there's people, Lord God, that's holding on to unforgiveness, God. I pray today that you, Lord God, said in your word that you would set the captive free.
Yes,
and Lord God, as this word go forth, is your word that brings the healing. Is your word that brings satisfaction. Is your word that brings the deliverance, Lord God. It's your word that breaks the yoke, Lord God.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word that's going forth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that not only that your anointed word is going forth, Lord God, because your word is anointed,
yes,
but that every hearer would receive and their faith, Lord God, will connect with this word and they will walk in it, Lord God, to receive their deliverance and to receive their breakthrough, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the doubter, Lord God, and I pray right now today, Lord God, that you would increase their faith and that they would doubt no more, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
That they would hold on to faith, Lord
Jesus.
The faith that is small as a grain of mustard, Lord God, a mustard seed faith. And I thank you, Lord God, that it will grow in them, Lord Jesus, and take root, Lord God. And I thank you for them walking, Lord God. And the ones that don't believe, Lord God, help them to cry out to help their unbelief, Lord God. For you are a God that you're ever-present help, Lord God, in the time of need, Lord God. And I thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do in our lives and the lives of every listener in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. God is so good. You know, God has forgiven us of so much. If you really put it all together, God is the greatest forgiver that we know. And he first forgave, so we are obligated to forgive. We are called to forgive. You know, in the Bible, in Isaiah 43, he says this. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 24 and 25. He says, "You have brought me no sweet cane with money, nor have you satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices, but you have burdened me with your sins."
Mm-hmm.
"You have wearied me with your iniquities," or your lawlessness, breaking his laws. But he says here in 25, he says, I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake.
Yes.
"And I will remember," and "I will not remember your sins." God says in Isaiah, back in the Old Testament, that he will not remember our sins anymore. He said that we didn't give him sacrifices from the heart. We didn't even acknowledge him. But he says, "Even though you didn't acknowledge me, for my sake, I'm going to forgive you. And for my sake, I'm going to remember your sins no more."
Yes.
And God's asking us to do the same thing now. He's saying, "For your sake, forgive first."
Yes.
"For your sake, let go of the offense that people has caused you." Because it's going to cause you to be free.
Yes.
It's going to cause you to have peace. It's going to cause you to love more, to be receptive of God's word, because you're not going to be blocked with bitterness and resentment.
Yes, yes, so I agree.
That's what he's calling us to do.
Yes, yes, I agree. And also, not only is he calling us to forgive, but he's calling us to forgive ourselves. And that's one thing that I feel impressed on my heart, that a lot of people, they still don't know how to let go. You know, I love to study the Word of God. And there was a time in my life when God had me on just renewing the mind. And one thing that I had to come against in my life is strongholds. And we all know that strongholds are incorrect thinking pattern that holds us down in our mind, that holds our mind into incorrect thought patterns. And what happens is that we don't know how to forgive ourselves. If you can't forgive yourself, that's a stronghold.
Right.
If you can't look yourself, and I know you've heard me say this before, if you can't look yourself in the mirror for 5 minutes and say, "I love you," I don't mean prideful, you have a stronghold. And you're holding on to something in yourself. And God is saying today, like Travis say, "I came that you might be delivered and that you might be set free." Even from those, you know, unforgiveness towards yourself. God doesn't want us to hold that. You know, if we repented, if we've truly repented for things in our life and God has forgiven us, why are we holding on to it? And us holding on to things that that God is delivered from is saying that the cross of Jesus is non-effect. That it didn't matter if he went to cross, but I still feel this way about myself. You know what? God paid the price. And if you can't accept that, what are you saying? I can't accept what he did for me on the cross. It's that simple. It might be hard, but it's simple. And we need to let ourselves free. A lot of us are not free in ourselves. we're walking around and we want to have the victory, but we still didn't forgive ourselves. Yeah, I know we left our kids, or we might not have treated our kids right, or we didn't make amends with our parent before they passed away, and I didn't get to tell, you know, my mom that, yeah, I love you and I'm sorry for the way I treated you. Or we might have used our body on the street and don't know how to forgive ourselves from those things, or drug use, and say, you know, you always call yourself stupid. I'm so stupid. And God doesn't appreciate you calling what he made stupid. We are made in his image. And if he's forgiven us, we need to walk in that forgiveness for ourselves.
Amen.
I want to read a scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17-19, and it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed us unto us the word of reconciliation. We're new creatures in him.
Yes.
Amen.
And God, and through forgiveness, God has reconciled himself to us. Through forgiveness.
Yes.
You know, I don't want you, anybody out there, to get down. I don't want you to see us talking to you with a finger pointing at you and saying, you have to forgive it. If you don't, it's over.
Hmm.
See it more as us revealing to you the mercy of God.
Yes.
Revealing to you the strategy of God for us to be free.
Yes.
The mercy of God deals with his forgiveness. Although we were sinners, and yet, while we were yet sinners, God died for us.
Yes.
Why did he die for us? He died to set us free. Because the wages of sin is death. And God said, I'm going to take your place.
Right.
I'm going to forgive you of the offense that you caused me, you've done to me. Because actually, when we're sinning, we're not sinning, really sinning against people. We're sinning against God.
Right.
That's why David wrote in Psalms 51, I believe it is. He said, only you have I sinned against. Although he killed Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, took Bathsheba, his wife, committed adultery and all types of lawless acts. He said, Lord, you and only you have I sinned against. Because we first have to deal with God. Before we could deal with man, we deal with God first. And through God's strength and through God's provision of through faith, then we're able to deal with man correctly. So David said, let me go to my creator first. Let me go to him, repent of what I've done. Because I know God is merciful. I know God forgives sins. And that's what we need to do now, as a matter of fact. Let's pray real quick and do that now. Let's go to God together.
Yes.
And we're going to pray and we're going to say, God, we receive your forgiveness.
Yes.
We thank you for forgiving us.
Yes.
Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you, Jesus, for your blood. We thank you for your mercy. Your word says, God, that your mercy endures forever. And we know, Lord, that your word is forever settled in heaven. So we receive your word now. We embrace your forgiveness. And Lord God, as we embrace your forgiveness, we also forgive ourselves,
yes,
Lord Jesus. And now, Lord God, by faith, Lord God, we know that we're set free.
Yes.
We are set free from the stronghold of unforgiveness.
Yes.
We're set free from the stronghold that causes us to see you, Lord God, as a God that does not forgive.
Right.
A God that can't forgive me. A God that can't set me free because I've done too much. We tear down those strongholds. We bring them down in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But not by our own power. And not by our own might, but by your spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we ask through Jesus Christ to intercede for us now. Help us to forgive ourselves as we embrace your forgiveness in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In Hebrews 10, it says this. It says, but the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us.
Yeah.
For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. He says, I will put my laws into their hearts. And into their minds, I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more.
Yes.
He said, now where there's remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin.
Yes.
God has paid the price.
Right.
Believe it. receive it, live in it. God died for us. God paid the ransom for us. God paid the price. God fulfilled his anger for us, for sin, on the body that he prepared for Jesus. And it's done. It's over now. All you have to do is believe.
Yes.
All you have to do now is believe and receive
His
forgiveness.
Yes.
So that now you'll be able to turn around to your neighbor and forgive them.
Right.
Because it starts with from faith.
Right.
And faith points to God first. Because we can only have faith by hearing the word of God. Hearing it. And it comes from God.
Right. And in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, it says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Dead works. All those holding on to stuff is dead works. All that remembering the things that you used to do and feel like God can never forgive you and you can't go forward, that's dead works. You know, God has already forgiven us from that. It's covered in the blood. It's covered in his blood. Well, I don't know why we would want to go dig it up, but that's what we do every time. We dig up those things. They're dead works. And another thing in 2 Peter 1:9, I want to read another scripture. It says, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins."
Yes.
He was purged. Washed, just thoroughly washed and cleansed. Why do we want to go and pick it up?
Right.
And that's what, but remember, that's what the enemy does. He reminds us of the things that we used to do. That's not God. If we find ourselves calling us stupid and reminiscing of what we used to do wrong, and it's coming back up, and that you feel guilt and condemnation, there's now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And when we start feeling like that, the Bible says we have to cast down those imaginations and every those high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I just read to you guys, it said specifically right here, that we was purged from those old sins.
Purge.
And when it starts coming up, that's a high thing that needs to go, because it's coming against the knowledge of the Lord. It's coming against the knowledge in the Word of God. The Word of God says, "I'm purged." It doesn't say, "I'm still walking in these sins." And this is how we get free. And there's steps, and God walks us out. You know, we have to be honest with ourselves.
Amen. And you know what? That's a very good scripture in 2 Peter 1:9. If you go back to verse 5, he tells us this. This is the key for faith, for fruitful growth in faith. Mm-hmm. Remember, we mentioned before, it takes faith to forgive.
Right.
It takes faith to forgive. It takes Jesus Christ to be able to forgive. Everything consists in him. I want to make that clear. Jesus Christ is the reason for living.
For everything.
For everything. We're preaching to you the gospel. We're bringing it through a forgiveness point of view right now. But we're talking about the gospel, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. His life, his testimony, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the beginning for everything. This is why we're here. It says in verse 5, "But also for this very reason, giving all diligence," he says this, "add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love." All these are forgiving now, loving your brother. "For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins."
Amen.
If you find yourself lacking these things, and you will, if you're holding on to forgiveness, whenever you do, you don't release forgiveness to your neighbor, if you don't release forgiveness for an offense, you're going to lack in these areas of godliness, self-control, you know, and brotherly kindness and love. Because of bitterness.
Yes.
Because of hatred.
Yes.
And God is saying, listen, those things don't belong to you anymore. For those that believe in Jesus, I'm speaking to now. For those that believe that Christ came in the flesh, died for us, and is risen again, this is for you.
Yes.
This is your portion. serving the Lord have benefits, and one of the benefits is forgiveness, because forgiveness leads to peace.
Yes.
And peace leads to victory, and that's what we all want in our lives.
Amen. Amen. There's steps that you know God walks us through. The first thing we have to do is we have to be honest with ourselves. Be honest with ourselves and know that we're holding, you know. I mean, it's hard, right? It's a hard thing, but we have to do it if we want to obey the word of God.
Yes.
We have to first be honest with ourselves and say, you know what, God, I'm holding this burden. I'm not forgiving myself. I'm not forgiving whoever it may be.
Right.
You know, we have to first forgive ourselves. And Matthew 26, 28, I want to turn there real quick. That scripture just came to mind. I didn't have this planned. But Matthew 26, 28, it specifically says, it says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." He shed his blood. And we have to say, you know what, God, please, I forgive me for holding on to unforgiveness, for holding forgiveness from people and from myself. And then we have to know that our debt was already paid by the scripture I just read. It was paid for in Calvary. And we have to receive that. We have to receive that he went to Calvary's cross. And then we have to allow the Holy Ghost to give us the strength and to help us. This is where it comes in. He has to help us, because of a stronghold is a faulty way of thinking.
Right.
This Holy Ghost that's in us, this power that God has given us, is going to have to start retraining me through the word of God to get rid of that faulty way of thinking. It's like if I'm used to driving a certain area, for some people that they're used to driving home a certain area, and if they move, they find themselves driving to the same area where they just moved from, because it's a programmed way of thinking.
Right.
It may not be right. You're not getting home.
Right.
You live the other way, but you're headed that way. You know, we need the Holy Ghost to be our GPS and say, wrong, you're thinking wrong. Think positive, think just, think pure, think lovely thoughts.
Yes.
And then we have to just allow the Holy Ghost and the word of God to renew our minds.
Yes.
And this is the steps that we have to go through. It's we can't skim on it. We just have to go through it, and God will give us the grace.
He will give us the grace.
So
Patrice, you believe that the cross was a demonstration of forgiveness?
Yes.
Okay. Now, earlier we said, and I know believers on the radio believe the same thing. And I said before that forgiveness, there's benefits to serving God, there's benefits to obeying God, and forgiveness brings peace. Let's prove that. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, it says this, "For it pleased the Father that in him, in Jesus, all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him were the things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross."
Yes.
God made peace with human mankind and himself through the blood.
Yes.
You see, when God put on flesh, what God did was tabernacle himself. And a tabernacle is where God and humanity meet. That's why John writes in his gospel that we touched him. We beheld him, the glory of God.
Yes.
The angel told Mary, "Name him Emmanuel," meaning God with us. He said that fulfilling the prophet, the prophecy in Isaiah, Emmanuel. They shall call him Emmanuel, God dwelling with us.
Yes.
So God tabernacled himself just like he did in the Old Testament in the wilderness with the Israelites. And he was there. And God made a mercy seat right there in Jesus. And God and Jesus Christ walked around and did miracles and did all these things. And then just like the tabernacle, God shed blood.
Yes.
But this time the blood that he shed wasn't goats and rams and bulls for forgiveness of sins, for peace.
Yes.
Between him and the people. But he shed his own blood.
Yes.
And by shedding his own blood and making peace, now he made not only peace for Israel, but he made peace with the whole world. Everyone, from past to present when he did it, to the future.
Yes.
He covered the whole spectrum. So for those of us now who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe in him, believe with action, who believes in God, now we have the atonement for sins. Now we have
the answer.
The answer.
The Bible says in John 1:3, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
He's everything.
He's everything.
He's everywhere.
Yes.
He's everywhere.
God is so good. Yep. We're talking about the everywhere God.
Yes.
The God that has all, that is the answer.
Yes.
Not only has the answers, but he is the answer. The God that don't have to answer to no man.
None.
Who can counsel him? He's the one that forgave us first. He didn't have to forgive, but he did it.
Chose to.
And gave us now reconciliation unto himself. Now we're able to come to him now. We're able to have peace with him because of his blood. And now he tells us to do the same thing. This is a wonderful message.
Yes.
If you want peace in your life, if you want peace in your home, if you want peace in your mind, peace in your soul, follow the example of Jesus Christ. Sacrifice and make peace.
Amen.
Decide to forgive and make peace. Then you'll be able to see God clearly. You'll be able to see him better. You'll be able to see his face, and his face is Jesus. You'll be able to understand what God requires of you. You'll be able to speak differently, think differently, be more successful in life, prosperous, even as your soul prospers.
Because you're free.
Because you're free.
Yes.
The enemy of your soul wants to keep you bound. And one of the chains that he uses is unforgiveness or bitterness. But right now, once you get up to shake it off right now, shake it off.
Yes,
to
yes.
Get off me, Satan, in the
yes.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm free. Yes. I choose to forgive. I believe in the sacrifice of my God.
Yes.
I believe that Christ rose on the third day for me.
Yes.
So that now I can be free to forgive.
Yes.
Now I can see him as who he is. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yes.
And that's what you have to do. You have to have a... what's the word? Catter? What was it called? When you clean out something? You have to wash it out.
It's
in the islands. You need a clean out. And God is the perfect clean out.
Yes.
God will clean your heart. That's all we have for today. What a wonderful message. Forgiveness is so powerful. Forgiveness. God wants us to forgive each other as he has forgiven us. You know, we're going on next week to the fourth week, and we're going to start diving into the word more. We're going to start really opening up our Bibles and getting back to the roots, getting back to our foundation, which is the word of God. And we're going to go from scripture to scripture, from precept upon precept, word upon word, line upon line. And we're going to get into the word and really get answers from the answer on life situations. And as we continue to go on this day, remember to forgive. Remember to release forgiveness to those that have hurt you and offended you. I want to thank all of our listeners again. If you want to write into us, it's on P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Also, I want to thank Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc. for their support of this ministry. And they could be reached at 561-394-0776. And again, forgive, love. Come next week prepared to dive into the word. Bring a notebook, bring pens, bring your mind focused on Christ, because we're going to dive into this word in Jesus' name. We have a special announcement. We would love all our listeners to call in 561-705-7830 and leave a brief testimony about forgiveness. Have you ever forgiven someone and it was hard and difficult, but you obeyed the word of God and did it and seen great results? Well, call in 561-705-7830 and we will choose and air a couple of your testimonies next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Stand together, shall we?
By hope.